Welcome to Shomar Shova and Adav, she responds to Lui Nishmas Aram Yaakov Shalom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding what we see at Daf Rundalet. The Gemara in Mudbei speaks about the idea of taking the letter Vov, which is written in the word V'yosof, and you put it at the end of the word Chamishisoi, so then it sounds like Chamishisov Loshon Rabim. By adding the letter Vov from one word and putting it into the end of the next word, you can come and dasha that there's many Chamishirs. Says Rashi, this is the idea of goyrim umoisifim vedorshim. We remove a letter from one word, we add it to the next word, and then we do a drasha. Rashi points out that when we take the letter, we're always going to add the letter either to the beginning of the word or the end of the word, but not the middle of the word. Happens to be that Tosis in Sanhedrin says that really it's a machlokes in the Yerushalmi, can you do in the middle of the word. But we find here one of the drushas, the way the Torah works, that you have goyrim umisifim vedorshim. The Magid Mezrich uses this to say 2 points. Point number one, he says, we know that Chazal tell us that in a few places in Shas, that Adam and Chava were one body, and they were du partzufim. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and cut them into half. In Loshon HaMekubalim, it's called Nesira. The Nesira means the cutting into half of the woman from the man's body and creating the woman. So says the Magid Mezrich, because we know Yistakel B'Raiso B'Ralo, everything in the world is Romos in the Torah. Where do we find in the Torah this idea of cutting two things and creating something new? Says the Magid Mezrich, this is coming from this concept of the Gemara. Goyrim umoisifim vedorshim. Goyrim means you're cutting off a piece from one, and then you add it to the other, and then you dash and you're creating something new. That's exactly Adam and Chava. You have your Adam and Chava, you cut off a piece from Adam and Rishon, create Chava, and then you create from there a full body, which is the Isha. Adds the Magid Mezrich, and he says that really this is the avoid of the Baal Tshuva. And he says it both in Pashut, the Pashut is like this. A Baal Tshuva needs to do goyrim, removing the bad deeds, umoisifim, adding good deeds, the darshin, also darshin, that the good deeds should be the correct deeds, not only enough to do good, but to do it in the right, for the right reason, for the right kavanah. Efsher, the Magid Mezrich, is meaning to say something deep. That has to do with the previous point that he said. The same way by Adam HaRishon, when Adam Rishon is cutting off a piece of his body, it's basically mashlin the Adam, because we know the Isha is the Ashlam of the Adam, and by doing the goyrim v'mosifim v'dorshim, you're creating your bigger shlemus. Same thing we talk about Baal Tshuva. We know the Gemara tells us that the ultimate goal of Baal Tshuva is to create, take the zdoinos and make it into schuyos. Take all the averus and turn them to be into good. And as many of the Svarim explain, when a Baal Tshuva, through his bad deeds, gets close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's using the bad deeds as a stepping stone to get to use that to become a better person. So after that's the goyrim that we see in Vedorshim. You have your goyrim, you take the bad deed, you remove it, and you add it to the good deed. That means you're taking the actual bad deed, turning it to good. It's the zdoinos becoming into schoyos. And that happens through darshan, through a person coming in darshan, getting closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So nothing goes two ways, but you're taking for what seems to be not in the right place, you can transform it to be in the right place through the correct darshan. This is the oimik of goyrim umoisifim v'darshim, according to the Magid message. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list, or wants to go, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.